There is a salient pull to break the silence, to shout into the icy night. Or I can stay quiet and organize the herd into an order, an a priori language that dispels its tension. The will to hear musical qualities in this terse silence manifests such a desire to overcome the unease of hearing nothing in particular by giving it a frame of reference. However, to impose any framework and expectation onto what I hear in the stillness negates the opportunity to listen. To discover the musical in the sounds of this hushed environment destroys the audible. Instead, I want to listen to quiet sounds that strain my hearing and experience the pressure of its materiality. Since, even when the whispers of the silent house do not bring forth monsters and horrors beyond all visual imagination, silence produces a burden of hearing and compels me to work out of its compact materiality into sense and meaning to be shared and spoken. This pressure is akin to that experienced when going up a mountain. Closing my nose and breathing through it won't clear the sensation. The tension of hearing tiny sounds that pierce the ears remains, causing unease. There is anxiety in the isolation of the dark white landscape, tightening the window frames. It was a strange relief to hear somebody else's child crying through the babyphone on channel A. Somewhere within radio distance is another family, hearing nothing as well. Stranger still, though, when on exploring the next morning, I discovered that none of the nearby chalets were occupied.